הלכות שבת, אין מרן שינחב גימל, אין הלכה וב. It teaches a principle that one is not allowed to do anything that's considered a tirha on Shabbat, which means one is exerting himself on Shabbat for something that will only be used for after Shabbat. If he needs something for Shabbat, so he can exert himself as long as it's in a permissible way. But to do a tirha on Shabbat for something that he's not going to use until after Shabbat, so that's forbidden. The classic example that Maran brings is washing dishes on Shabbat that you're not going to use until after Shabbat. If a person finished Seudah Shlishit, he knows he's not eating anything else after Seudah Shlishit. So Maran is strict that one would not be allowed to wash the dishes. However, he does qualify that when it comes to drinking glasses, so drinking glasses, a person can wash them as he wishes, maybe not after Seudah Shlishit, because no one's drinking at that time, but during the course of the day, one does not have to be too concerned about washing drinking glasses, because people drink all day long, so you always need glasses available. You might not eat all day long, there's no spontaneous meals that just pop up, but spontaneous drinking happens, so you could always have glasses on hand. Today we discuss three halachot regarding this deen. Halacha number one is regarding the kiddush cup after one finishes making kiddush on Shabbat lunch. That's the silver cup or whatever cup he has designated. Now that cup, you're not using it to drink anything else. The next time you're using that cup is for kiddush next Shabbat, next Friday night. According to the rules over here, it should be forbidden to wash that cup until Motzei Shabbat. Chamavadya, it seems, subscribes to that opinion in his Hilchot Shabbat, in Chelek Vav, and Daf Kuf Bet. However, he does give a leniency and says that you could rinse it out with water. He holds that rinsing with water is not considered a tirha. When they said washing a dish, they meant, you know, you're scrubbing it and you're maybe using soap and things like that. But just to run it under the faucet is not considered a tirha. So that would be the advice when it comes to the Kiddush cup. Just to run it under the faucet. That might not be enough according to our standards to use it again, but at least you get the juice out of it or the wine out of it so it doesn't get sticky, whatever it may be. Then after Shabbat, they can clean it with soap and things. But that's an interesting halakha, that the Kiddush cup is an exceptional case, not on Friday night. Friday night you'd be able to clean the Kiddush cup because you need it for Shabbat lunch. But we're talking about in the lunch where we don't use it again at the end of the day. The second Hadush in this halacha is if a person, let's say, Friday night, he uses his dishes and he wants to clean them, but he has more dishes. You know, he has more dishes of that set. He has, service for 24. He only used 8 dishes. So do we tell him, okay, leave the 8 dirty dishes in the sink and take from the set until you deplete it? In that same sefer and Daf Kuf Gimal, he brings down from Mishneh Halachot that one does not have to be strict in such a case, even though he has more of the same ones. He can continue to wash the ones that he had already, and doesn't go back to the set and just keep on taking more dishes out. He's able to be lenient and just wash those same dishes over again. He brings that from the Mishneh Halachot. The Mishnah Halachot says that he saw Saddikim and Hachamim and Gedolim that were lenient on this, and therefore one does not have to be concerned. And the last case is, what if the reason why that I'm washing the dishes is not because I want to eat from them, but I have another concern why I want to wash them. For example, hygiene reasons. It's in the summer and there's bugs coming all over the place now because of the dirty dishes, mosquitoes or whatever it may be. And a person cannot live like that on Shabbat, or he wants to clean them because it's uncomely to be in the kitchen and you have a sink full of dishes, you have guests coming over to make the tirat yadayim, there's all dirty dishes in the sink. That's not kavod, he's embarrassed to be such a thing. Chamavadya on the next page, and Kuf Dalit is lenient as well, and says if he has other reasons that are justified, for example, it's dirty, bugs, hygiene reasons, like he gives a case that happened in one of the old age homes that the health department said you can't leave dirty dishes around. It's not hygiene for a hospital or for an old age home. The Hacham was lenient in order for them to clean the dishes on Shabbat, even though they would not be using them again for the end of Shabbat. So these would be other leniencies. A lot of times a lady cannot have dirty dishes, even though she's not going to go into the kitchen to the end of the day, just like we allowed her to make the beds, even though you're not going to use that bed until Motzei Shabbat. But the lady says, you know, she cannot have a house that's, not clean. So that would be the similar hitted that the Hacham says. Finally, the Hacham says that since we said that just rinsing is not a problem, a pot that has some leftover food on the bottom of it, it would be permissible on Shabbat to fill it up with water just so it doesn't stick. So Motzei Shabbat will be easier to clean it, because again, filling up a pot is not considered a tirha, and therefore that would be permissible. So again, few chidushei halachot regarding the laws of cleaning pots, dishes, and cups on Shabbat.